Office of Neighborhood Involvement on two items that were pulled from the consent agenda, items 665 and 676. If you could read the items, we'll hear from the staffs, we'll take testimony, and we'll withhold the vote. We'll continue those items until we have a quorum.
Did you want them read together? Or
665 and 676.
Read them together?
Okay. Read them together.
665, amend fee schedule for the Office of Neighborhood Involvement Noise Control Program. And 676, authorize a grant agreement with Northeast Coalition of Neighborhoods, Inc. for $90,000 to provide cleaning services as part of the overall management of Inner Northeast East Side Industrial Clean Start PDX project.
All right, 665. We have some people from the Office of Neighborhood Involvement here and patient.
How you doing?
Well, how are you doing today?
Paul Van Orden,
the city's... Paul, is your mic on?
I had it down. Yeah. Just a moment.
Sorry.
It should be good.
Paul Van Orden, the city's noise control officer, to speak to the first item. The city's noise office has been looking for ways to fund some of our staffing challenges. And last year we examined some opportunities for pretty notable fee increases. And after examining the impact on many of our partner agencies like ODOT and even the city agencies, we backed off from that idea. So currently with all of the change going on at ONI, we have moved forward just a basic 5% fee increase for the noise variance fees, which have been doing very well for our program the last several years. And then we will be re-examining what is our best mode to move forward to help fund the noise office and get more staffing. So right now we're just looking for a basic 5% fee increase. Then we will re-examine what tools we have at the table to help get more staff in the noise office. And just as a talking point, the city's noise office is one of the only entities that since 1976 has not increased in size. We're actually a little bit smaller than we were in 76. So we are definitely in a mode in serving 600,000 plus people with 3.5 FTE that we're going to try and find some way to find some innovative tools to fund the office. And so that's where we're at currently.
Paul, thank you. And I want to reflect that capacity shortfall that you've been working with. And I think you've been doing a fantastic job.
Thank you.
We've obviously had a lot of testimony about noise and other related issues because of the incredible amount of development and construction that's taking place in the city, and you guys have done a fantastic job, and I just want to acknowledge that. I don't know if the individual who pulled this is actually present. Do we have,
yes.
Is Mary? Very good. Come on up, Mary.
Mayor, I did have
Daly.
Some introductory talking points, but I could save them for after, I guess.
Very good.
Okay.
Before Carla starts the clock, Mary Seip, I'd like to ask for my full 3 minutes after sitting through almost 14 minutes of one individual testifying, cutting into my time. May I have my
go
full
ahead,
3 minutes?
Go ahead. Go for it.
Thank
you. Yeah, because we're still waiting for the commissioner anyway.
Yeah. In fact, I wish everybody was here. I support this request for a 5% increase to the existing noise variance fee schedule only as an emergency measure. Simply increasing the fees by 5% does not adequately address the inequities of the structure of the fee schedule. In September of 2015, I was appointed to a noise task force convened by Commissioner Fritz to consider specific changes to Title 18, the city's noise code. One of the issues Commissioner Fritz asked the task force to consider was a cost recovery model to fund additional staff through increased noise variance fees. As a member of the task force, I did extensive research and analysis of the fee schedule. I prepared a proposal to revise the structure of the fee schedule to provide more equitable assessment of fees for various types of noise and generate additional revenue. Unfortunately, the noise task force got bogged down and never got around to addressing this issue before their final meeting in November of 2015. So in March of 2016, I decided to share my proposal with Teresa Marchetti. As it turned out, Teresa was in the process of reviewing an increase in the fee schedule. She was supportive of my recommendations and told me that I'd saved her a lot of time. In April of 2016, a revised noise variance fee schedule, which Paul referred to, was presented to the Noise Review Board. It was projected that the revised schedule could generate as much as maybe $90,000 or more in increased revenue for the noise control program. The proposal was almost exclusively everything that was in my proposal, and I was excited to see that. After outreach to stakeholders, a special public meeting, the proposed revised fee schedule seemed to be moving forward. Then, in April of 2016, the Noise Control Office advised City Council that they would simply be requesting a 15% across-the-board increase to the existing schedule. I believe that one of the concerns, as Paul mentioned, was the fees that would be imposed on other city agencies, such as PBOT. And I do believe that that can be addressed, much like the parks permits have been addressed. And so I hope that doesn't go away just for that reason. The Noise Control Office did tell the City Council that in the fall of 2016, they'd be conducting a tracking study of actual staff time costs associated with the variance process to present to City Council in the spring. Was that study conducted? Is the Noise Control Program still looking at revising the fee schedule? Is this just an interim step with this 5%? It sounds like it is. Over the years, oversight of the Noise Control Program has been passed from BDS to ONI to Mayor Hales, back to ONI under Commissioner Fritz, then to Commissioner Udaly, now under Mayor Wheeler, with a new interim director and, in the future, a new director. All this bouncing around and change of leadership appears to me has resulted in a lack of continuity and oversight, with many false starts and stops in reorganizing and redesigning processes, and no serious attention being given to the underfunding and understaffing of the Noise Control Program. How's that for 3 minutes?
Perfection. Well done.
Thank you.
You bet. And so that's that item. Is there any other public testimony on that item, 665? Okay, we will continue that 665, Paul, until Commissioner Fish is here so that we can take the proper quorum vote. Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you very much.